Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3430 BN. Today's date is August 21st, 2024, and the title of the episode is DNC Ratings Plummet, Illusion Has Ended, Trump Refers to the Real Generals, Storm is Coming. Let's talk about our health. I just found something fascinating. What if you could restore your gut health with one simple fix? According to one doctor in California, there may be a way. In fact, he believes it's so powerful that it could be like a power wash for your insides. Dr. Gundry, who is a world-renowned heart surgeon, reveals the root cause of weight gain, food cravings, and low energy in a short video he released to the public, which you can watch right now by going to thenewgutfix.com/X22 or by clicking the link in the description box below. That's newgutfix.com/X22. What's even more fascinating is this video also reveals how you can transform your gut with this one simple thing. Find out now by going to thenewgutfix.com/X22 or click the link at the bottom of the video. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, you can see they're in a little bit of a bind. First of all, the DNC ratings, they are plummeting right now. Secondly, nobody understands what their policies are. It's because they don't have any policies. And if you look at the DNC, all they've been doing is complaining about Trump, threatening the Trump supporters, because that's all they have. They have nothing else. Because again, you have to remember, they've had the White House now for almost 4 years. And before Trump, you had Obama in there for 8 years. For 8 plus 4 years, that's 12 years. Has anyone seen the country improve the way Trump did in 4 years? No, that's what the people are seeing. That's why Trump has the issues on his side. The people know this. They're not stupid. The illusion of Kamala Harris is now coming to an end. If you look at the poll numbers, you can see everything is starting to switch. And actually, when you look at Kamala Harris, you know what they really did? They took this loser. And all they did, just like a loser movie. You know when a movie, they create it, they have an audience, they look at it, and they realize, holy crap, this movie's going to suck. We're not going to get the people. So what do? They go ahead and they splice it up. They make coming attractions. And then they use big words like brilliant, blockbuster, and they make it look better than it really is. The problem is when people go to see the movie, you know what happens? They go, this sucks. This movie's terrible. And then all of a sudden, the box office receipts just completely fall off a cliff. But they do get the initial rush in there just to make their money. That was the whole point of it. They're using the same exact tactic with Kamala Harris. She's the terrible movie. They're trying to build her up. They're using fake polls, big words, making up words to make it seem like she's doing something when she really isn't. And then what's going to happen is when she starts to speak to people off the teleprompter, that's when people are going to go, well, this is a terrible candidate. This person's like a bad movie. And that's what people are going to see. And when you start to look at the real polls, Trump is completely annihilating her. And when I say annihilating, I mean annihilating her. When you look at what's really going on, you actually see what people are deciding. I'm not talking about the ridiculous CNN, MSNBC, ABC, Fox polls. Those are all completely and utterly manipulated. I'm talking about raw numbers. Let me ask you a question. If you had 5 to 7 million people and you asked them a question, who would you vote for, Trump or Kamala? And 5 to 7 million people, remember these are raw numbers, they went ahead and they cast their vote, and you could see the vote. And the vote was 79% Trump, 20-something percent Kamala Harris. How would that look? It would look absolutely incredible. This is why the deep state players never wanted Elon to have control over X. The deep state players never wanted anyone to have control over social media. Why? Because you go directly to the people. You ask the people the question and you get a response. And it's not just one poll, it's multiple polls. So what CNN is saying, what MSNBC is saying, what ABC, CBS, NBC, you name it, all these things are completely and utterly fake because they didn't want anyone to see what actual people had to say when actually voting. not taking a small little group and weighting it and doing all these things. I'm talking about raw numbers. Doesn't matter, Republican, Democrat, doesn't make a difference. Here, just vote in this poll. And that is what we are seeing. So the illusion is completely over right now. And it's going to get a lot worse for the D's. They know this. They just needed Kamala to be the nominee, if that's the way this is going to play out. But I do believe they're going to probably swap her out when the time is right. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Trump, when he was speaking out in Michigan, he mentioned the real generals once again. And he always makes a distinction between the real generals and the TV generals. Because I do believe the real generals, the real individuals in military, they follow their oath. They are not woke. They have taken back this country. Trump, remember, he actually created the counterinsurgency. And the first step of the counterinsurgency is to have the military control the country. The second part of the counterinsurgency is to do what? Wake the people up. Wake them up any way you possibly can so they understand what's really going on here so they can fight against the true enemy. And again, we are not finished with waking the people up. Because where are we headed? We're headed to the months of September, the month of October. What do you think is going to happen to the economy during this period of time? Do you think it's going to improve and the market's going to go up to 100,000? Or do you think all of a sudden we're going to have a major, major crash? Because Trump has been telling us, expect a depression. I mean, if they stay in power, they keep going the way they're going, that's what we're going to see. And we've already seen the market come down. And again, what people are doing is they got a little bit nervous. Then all of a sudden the market went up and they feel comfortable again. And this is how the deep state players, the central bankers, this is how they work the system because they want the retail investors all in. So now they feel comfortable. Oh, a little tiny market correction. Everything is fine. Don't worry about it. But this looks very, very similar to 2008. Remember back then? What happened in October? Oh, that's right. The market came down. That's when people understand and learn that there's a major, major problem in the economy, even though the internals of the economy have been breaking down this entire time. I mean, today we learned that the unemployment numbers are completely and utterly fake. So they're basing a rate cut on fake numbers. I mean, really think about this for a second. Then add in events in this country, war, the country being attacked, cyber attacks, messing with the elections. This is going to wake the rest of the people up, the people that are still on the fence going, yeah, I don't like what's happening now, but I just can't vote for this guy. For some reason, I just can't do it. Remember, when the people hit the precipice and they're at the point of destruction, that's when people find the will to change. So is this over? Absolutely not. And I do believe Trump keeps mentioning the real generals, letting everyone know that the military is making sure that we are safe and okay in this country. And the first part of the counterinsurgency has taken care of. This other part where you're seeing darkness, where you're seeing no hope, that's the way it's supposed to be. Because how do you wake up the country? How do you slap them in the face and say, do you see it? Wake up already. Do you see it? Sometimes it takes an economic crash for some people. Sometimes it takes war. Sometimes it takes that point in your life where you say, you know something? I don't want a nuclear war. We're done with this. I got to vote for this guy because this guy's talking issues. This guy's talking peace. This guy wants the economy to do well. And all I see from the D's is war. All I see is open borders, events, a crashing economy, destroying everything that I know. And that is what's going to convince the people. So the storm is coming and it's coming fast. And I think we're going to see a lot happen. I mean, already they're reporting on multiple cyber attacks. The cyber attack stories are now building up like we've never seen before, which we kind of knew was going to happen. Because if you're going to bring the country to war, if you're going to crash the economy, what do? You make it look like a foreign government attacked the country with a cyber attack, even though it's the deep state players. And we've known from the World Economic Forum, the IMF, that this is what they were going to do. They already predicted it. And now, over and over and over, you're seeing more and more cyber attacks because they're building the narrative. They're getting you used to it. Oh, my God, what is this? We have Russia attacking now? We have Iran attacking now? Because remember, Iran attacked Trump's campaign. Now we have an oil company, hospital, car dealership, Actually, the defense system that makes chips, that was hit. So when you start to look at this, you could see where this is all going. Plus, we also had hackers say, hey, by the way, these election systems can be hacked. And they're telling us that these can't be fixed until after the election. Just no time. And the FBI and CISA already let us know that, yes, some election infrastructure can be hit that can manipulate the election. You think they're building the narrative up right now? Absolutely. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know this. They know that this is the playbook. They know that they will not be able to cheat in this election because what Trump has been doing with the RNC and his team, they've been making it very, very difficult for the deep state to cheat the way they did back in 2020. It doesn't mean they're not going to try to cheat. It means it's going to be a lot more difficult. And when they find out they can't do it the way they did it before, they're going to change tactics. Actually, I think they're already projecting out there, letting us know what they're going to do. They're going to cheat in a way where they're not going to allow Trump to actually hold office because they don't want to certify the elections. But again, Trump took a major power away from them. The vice president cannot send the election results back to the legislatures. So they can't do that. But what they can do is they can say that the elections were manipulated or they can delay the elections. But again, this is not going to work because when you look at the countermeasures, we go to paper then. States go to paper then. And since the country was attacked, since the election results were manipulated and the election systems are part of the national infrastructure, what happens? It looks like the military then can come back into focus. And I do believe that's where all of this is headed right now. And yes, the storm is approaching. And what Trump is doing right now, he's letting everyone know, look, whatever the D's have done right now with destroying the country, with the fake news and everything else, I'm going to reverse all this. This is what he's campaigning on. Actually, when you look at the 4 years that Biden was in office, Trump used this as his campaign because he could go ahead and then say, well, here are my policies. I'm going to close the borders. Here's my policy. I'm going to make the economy incredible. I'm going to bring manufacturing back. I'm going to do no tax on tips. Here are my policies. I'm going to have peace among the countries of this world. He can then use everything that they're doing to his advantage. This is his campaign. And every time it gets worse and worse, he gets more and more powerful. The only thing the deep state can do right now, the D's can do, all they can do is create the illusion of popularity. All they can do is create the illusion that they have something and it's incredible when it really isn't. They shine someone up that isn't shiny. It doesn't work because the people don't buy it. And when you listen to CNN, when you listen to MSNBC, when you listen to Fox, yes, you're listening to propaganda outlets. You always have to remember that. But what do you think Trump calls it fake news? It's propaganda outlets. They're there to convince you of something that's not really happening. That's their job. That's what they do every day, over and over. So if you just listen to the news over and over and over, and they keep repeating the same thing over and over and over, what do you think they're doing to you? This is how the country was asleep before. Now we broke free of the fake news. Now we have digital soldiers out there reporting on things and explaining things. No, this is all fake. But there are still some people that are just listening over and over like robots. Oh my God, can you believe what they're saying? Oh my God, over and over and over. It's propaganda. Go back to the Smith-Mundt Act of 1994. It's propaganda. This is why Trump is letting everyone know. Once he's in office, this is all going to stop. He's going to stop the propaganda. Take a listen to what he said.
The country is doing really badly under them, and nobody wants to talk about it. The media doesn't like talking about it because the Democrats, they really protect themselves. It's pretty amazing. Someday the media is going to become real media instead of fake media, and you're going to see a big difference in the country.
And that's exactly what he's going to do. He's going to stop the propaganda outlets. You see, the fake news is just that, fake news. Actually, if you look at the people working in fake news, most of them are FBI and CIA. Why would you have FBI and CIA in news? And yes, some are part of certain administrations. Actually, if you go back to post 3954, it says the Democratic Party and mainstream media Susan Rice is married to Ian Cameron. So Susan Rice was in the Obama administration. He works for ABC News. Ben Rhodes, Obama administration. David Rhodes, CBS News, they're brothers. Then you have Liz Sherwood, Obama administration, married to ABC News' Ben Sherwood. Then you have the Clinton administration, which is 10 Nides. He's married to Virginia Mosley. Then you have Jay Carney, Obama admin, married to Claire Shipman from ABC News. They're married. When you start to look at this and you keep going through all of this, you could see they're all together. Why is that? Because this is how they infiltrated the system. And on top of that, why do we only have, what, 5 news organizations? And why do all the local stations get 4 a.m. drops? And why do they repeat the same exact thing over and over and over? That is because you are being brainwashed when you continually watch the fake news over and over and over and believe what they say. And once again, this is why Trump came out in the very, very beginning and he said they are fake news. That was the whole purpose, to wake everyone up and say, look, it's fake news. They put out fake information. They put out lies. They defend the D's, the deep state players, and they continually do this. And in the end, what's going to happen is people are going to learn that they were involved in overthrowing the United States government. And that's what people are going to see. And we could see that more and more information is coming out. People are learning that the Biden administration, they are a criminal operation. Obama has a criminal operation. Hillary Clinton has a criminal operation. They all have criminal operations. And they're all involved in bringing in all these illegals into the country. They're involved in human trafficking, child trafficking. And what's very interesting is a federal watchdog. They have resettled 365,000 migrant kids in the U.S., many now at risk of trafficking. So this is very interesting that this report came out the day, and this is coming from Rob Law, the day after the DNC endorsed amnesty for human traffickers. The DHS Inspector General confirms that Biden Harris handed over approximately 300-something thousand unaccompanied alien children back to the traffickers. This is far worse than 85,000 lost UAC previously reported by the New York Times. Absolutely. And I just want to go back to post-1881 because I do believe this is all going to lead to pedophilia, child trafficking. And once again, this is going to go back to the children. So let's just go back to post-1881. This is August 15, 2018. Very interesting, the date. And it says, child trafficking victims who spent their formative years servicing the carnal desires of men, often foreigners, who are 3, 4, 5, or 6 times their age, their madame tells me that many of their customers are Western humanitarian workers who've come here to help rebuild Haiti after the recent run of natural disasters. So this is coming from a news article going back a little bit in time. So this was an undercover investigation exposing an operation that's this underground railroad where they're trafficking humans. Then down below it says, this is far from a vigilante group. Leading the team is ex-Department of Homeland Security Special Agent Tim Ballard, perhaps America's foremost human trafficking expert. The problem in Haiti is an international crisis, Ballard explains. With so many children displaced or orphaned during the recent earthquake and hurricane, recruiters moved to quickly sweep these children up. And the worst part of it all is that in many cases, the clients are the foreigners who've come here to help, the NGO workers and the so-called humanitarians. And of course, this is how they cover everything up. This is pure evil. Hunters become the hunted, the more you know. Now, Trump, he's letting everyone know. And if you go back to COVID, when Trump was talking, I think it was around April of 2020 or so, he let everyone know that human trafficking still exists. It's very ancient, but they use the internet today to do this. Plus, they're using our open borders and many open borders around the country and the world to do this. So Trump, he is now proposing, and he said he's going to urge Congress to ensure that anyone caught trafficking children across our border receives the death penalty immediately. Now, once again, this is already a executive order. This was created in January 31st of 2020. And this is the executive order of combating human trafficking and online child exploitation in the United States. So Trump is letting everyone know that once he comes back into power, once the people put him back into power, I do believe he's already commander in chief, but he needs the people to take back this country and actually send him a message that we want you to do all these things. I do believe what he's going to do is he's going to go after the traffickers. Because remember, we have an invasion going on. We have illegals invading our country. We have many different criminals coming into this country, a lot of them child traffickers, human traffickers. And Trump has let us know that he's going to be using the military, the local police, and everything that he has to deport and round these people up. And I do believe he's prepared and ready to do this. And we could see that he's letting the deep state players know that, listen, when I get back in office, your days are numbered right now. And once again, people, what they're going to see is they're going to see who the individuals are who are involved in all of this. And I do believe this is when we start to see the Epstein black book. We start to see names, because everyone's going to start to put it together. Wait, these people overthrew the United States government. These people are committing crimes. They're dealing with foreign nations. They're accepting money. They sold uranium to Russia, which then delivered it to Iran, then to North Korea and other places. People are going to start to learn. Then they realize that these are the same people that are now having sex or enslaving children. I mean, really think about that for a second. You think anyone's going to say, well, I think this is okay? No, the people are going to look at this and go, wow, this is one gigantic criminal syndicate. I see it as clear as day. Let's talk about our health and protecting ourselves. Things are getting strange. We witnessed some alarming events recently, including that many believed to be an orchestrated assassination attempt. Meanwhile, CrowdStrike, owned by BlackRock, faced a massive global outage, supposedly due to a software update. It's clear these people will do anything to stay in power. But let's shift gears and talk about something proactive you can do for your safety. I read countless reviews from the brands I partner with, and this 5-star review about the wellness company's medical emergency kit really stood out. Deborah from Texas was recently hit by Hurricane Beryl. During the chaos, her town lost power. There was no cell service. Access to doctors or pharmacies was impossible. Thankfully, she had the wellness company's emergency medical kit. It helped her manage a major infection when traditional medical help was out of reach. This kit is a lifesaver. It comes with 8 proven medications, including Z-Pak, amoxicillin, ivermectin. Each prescription is accompanied by a medical board-approved guidebook, making self-care straightforward and effective. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your medical emergency kit from the wellness company today and be prepared for whatever comes your way. Getting one of these kits is like having an urgent care ready when you need it, right in the comfort of your own home. Get yours now by heading to twc.health/x22 and use code x22 to save $30. That is twc.health/x22. Use code x22 to get $30 off, or just click the link in the description. Now, the other thing that we could see right now is the deep state players. They are already beginning to push the communication blackout. And the first social media company they're going after is X. It's the biggest. They don't own it. They don't control it. And this is a major, major problem for them. But what's very interesting is that the left is continually trying to convince everyone that, oh, everyone on X is on the right. There are no Democrats, maybe just a couple, but most of them are Republicans. This is why you see all the hate speech. This is why you see everything. No, from the very beginning, what did Elon say? He wanted this balance, and this is going to upset both sides. So Linda Yaccarino put this out and said, before you tune in tonight to the spaces with Elon Musk and Trump, here's some data about who is on the X platform. Now, of course, they already had this talk, but I just want to break down who is actually on this site. 37 million Democrats, 32 million Republicans, 34 million swing voters. So when you look at this, it's not all Republican. It's very, very balanced. Actually, the Democrats have more people on there than Republicans and swing voters, which is very, very interesting. That should tell you everything you need to know right there, which means X is not lopsided like it once was, where they were censoring all the people on the right. That's very, very interesting. But we know that Brazil has already said, okay, we don't want X in our country, and they're forcing X to shut down. Now we have the EU, which we knew what was coming, because again, they don't want X to put out the truth. They don't want people on X to put out the truth, I should say. And they're eventually, what they're going to do is they're going to put a lot of pressure on Elon. They're probably going to find him up the wazoo, which they're already doing. And in the end, most likely, they will close X in Europe. And Elon Musk has officially become the new enemy of European Union. The reason? To guarantee freedom of speech, a value that is evidently sometimes inappropriate, as we all know. before the interview with Trump broadcast on his X with South African entrepreneur, had been warned by the European Commission, the letter signed by Thierry claimed to enforce the obligations of the Digital Service Act on U.S. elections campaign event. An unprecedented attempt for some, a real interference by Brussels in the star-spangled elections. But that's not all, because now the EU has moved in the direction of directing threats to X, and they're threatening to close it. So X, under EU attack right now, Elon Musk reveals this, and they're asking X to censor people. They're actually telling them, these are the people that you want. We want censored. Now, when X continually pushes back, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to say, you know something? Then we're going to block X from the EU, which means the EU people will not be able to see this. But of course, they can use a VPN. They can get around this, and they just can't block it. I mean, the same thing with the people in Brazil. They can use a VPN, and they can get around this. People have done this many, many times before. But again, like we said, going back in time, when all of this fails, what do you think they're going to do in the end? They're just going to shut down communications, because again, when they can't control the narrative and they can't control what is being said, they panic. And when they panic, what do? They just shut it all down. Well, if we can't control it, then no one's going to speak. And I do believe this is where all this is headed. But you could see they're putting a lot of pressure on Elon right now, because right now the EU is proposing new duty of 9% on Tesla. So yes, they're trying to put pressure on him, and they want him to do what they want. And I do believe he's going to continually push back. He's not going to fold. Just like I don't believe Rumble's going to fold. I don't believe True Social is going to fold. I don't believe any of these social media companies are going to fold, which means the deep state players are going to take this to the next level. But when you look at the UK, you could really see how bad their hate speech laws are there. Aaron Sabarian put this out and said, how bad are the hate speech laws in the UK? Saying it's okay to be white can result in a harsher sentence than child pornography. And when you look at what the UK judges have done out in the UK, it's becoming very, very obvious that they're throwing a lot more people into jail for ridiculous things like it's okay to be white. And that should tell you everything you need to know. But you can see Elon, he's completely and utterly going against the establishment. And remember what the establishment wants. It goes back to their 16-year plan. It goes back to everything that they wanted, which is the destruction of the Constitution, the destruction of this country. And they've been trying to take the weapons away from the people. And what's very interesting is to convince the people that weapons are bad, guns are bad. When you look at Apple, Google, Microsoft, Samsung, Facebook, and Twitter, which is now X, and if you go back in time from 2013, they actually had pictures, except for Google, Microsoft, they actually had pictures of actual weapons. And then in 2014, it started to change a little bit. 2015, it got worse. And all of a sudden, everything started to become like squirt guns or ray guns. And the actual weapon actually disappeared. The revolver all of a sudden disappeared. The 1911 with a magazine all of a sudden disappeared. But it looks like Elon decided he was going to bring all this back. And he said, nerfing of the gun emoji matches rise of the woke mind virus as a core tenet is equating fake harm with real harm. And Elon decided to replace the fake gun, the fake ray gun, with an actual looking gun. So he's going up against the establishment. Of course, the establishment doesn't like this. And this is how brainwashing works, to convince you that something is bad when it really isn't. Remember, guns are not dangerous. It's the people using it, just like a knife, just like a hatchet, just like a machete, just like a car, just like a bomb. None of these inanimate objects do anything. And all those people that say, well, you can't kill as many people with a machete. But really? Well, yeah, go out to the UK, go out to China, go out to where they have knife crimes. They actually injure and kill a lot of people. How about a car? You can ram into a crowd. Oh, wait, we saw that before. What about a bomb? We've seen that before, too. Actually, if people actually concealed carry and people protected themselves, they would stop a lot of the people. And actually, in those places where you're allowed to carry, and again, I don't know why we need permission to carry. It's in the Constitution, once again. This is how they convince people that it's not allowed. We don't need laws to tell us we can carry. We don't need anything. It's already in the Second Amendment. We have the right to bear arms. We're allowed to carry our weapons. Period. The end. Shall not be infringed. Everything else that they put into place, is completely against the Constitution. And I do believe this is going to change in the end. But once again, you could see that the deep state, they are losing every step of the way. And the people are starting to learn that they've been lied to from the very, very beginning. And since the deep state is now panicking, since the deep state is losing in the election, since the deep state doesn't have a narrative, they can't tell everyone that, hey, by the way, when we're in office for the last 4 years, look how great the country is. When Obama was in the office for 8 years, look how great the economy was, or the country was. Because all they got to do is refer to when Trump was in the White House for 4 years, and people see the difference. They understand that, no, you just lied to me once again. So what did the deep state have to do? Well, if they can't convince the people and they can't cheat in the election, well, they got to bring us to war. And I do believe that's exactly where we're heading. We can see that, yes, out in the Middle East, things are still ramping up between Iran, Hezbollah, Hamas. Things are ramping up in Ukraine, and actually things are starting to progress right now. And I do believe they're going to start to get a lot worse at the last part of the August, moving into September. And we'll most likely see an event. Now, what's very interesting is we could see that Blinken, he made the announcement that the U.S. would defend Israel. Now, this is a huge, huge problem for the deep state players, because remember, Antifa that's out there who are pushing the Palestinian narrative, they've now become very, very angry with them. And now they're protesting outside the DNC, and the individuals in the DNC, they are now registering their rooms with fake names because they don't want the protesters to know where they are. So since Blinken said this, it kind of gave Israel the A-OK to go after the terrorist groups. Remember, these are state-funded terrorist groups funded by CIA, Hillary Clinton, Obama, and the rest. OSINT Defender put this out and said, for the second time in less than a week, the Israeli Air Force carried out an airstrike earlier today on Hamas command and control center located inside of a school complex in Gaza City, resulting in the elimination of several high-ranking members of both Hamas and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. The strike was carried out at the direction of both the Israeli Defense Force and Shin Bet, with intelligence having discovered the command center within the Salah al-Din school. Prior to the strike, numerous precautions were taken to ensure minimum civilian casualties. Then OSINT Defender put this out and said, following the significant rise in tensions between Israel and Hezbollah over the last 48 hours, with strikes being conducted on several major Hezbollah armed depot in Baqa Valley of northeastern Lebanon, while at least six terrorists linked to Hezbollah have been eliminated, all regional councils in northern Israel have told residents to avoid all non-essential travel and to remain near bomb shelters until further notice. And I do believe this is part of Trump and the Patriots' plan, is to basically destroy the terrorist group, just like Russia is in Ukraine, destroying the biolabs, exposing the biolabs, destroying the terrorist groups. And I do believe China most likely will join in Taiwan. And I do believe that clock is now ticking down. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that going back to March, Biden approved secret nuclear strategy, refocusing on Chinese threat. So in a classified document approved in March, the resident ordered U.S. forces to prepare for a possible coordination nuclear confrontation with Russia, China, and North Korea. Now, that's very, very interesting, because when we go back in time, we know when Trump was coming to the White House in 2016, Obama told him, be careful of two people. Number one was General Flynn. Well, he knew where the bodies were buried. He knew exactly what they were up to. The other one was Kim Jong-un of North Korea. He didn't want him speaking to him. So Trump, what did he do? He made peace with Kim Jong-un. He became friendly with Kim Jong-un, which kind of countered everything they were trying to do. Because remember, what they were trying to do is bring us to war. Hillary Clinton was supposed to win, and I do believe the war was going to be started with North Korea. I do believe they were going to launch probably a missile at the United States and say it came from a North Korean sub. Now, once again, it's very interesting that Biden approved this nuclear strategy back in March. Remember, all these things they do, they plan it out. It's not by accident. It's not a coincidence. This is what they do. Just like with what happened with Biden when he was running for the presidential election, it was planned out that they were going to remove him. They always knew that they were going to remove him. But again, Obama needed Biden and Kamala to do his dirty work. Put these people out in front, let them take all the heat, while Obama sits in the background pretending he's doing absolutely nothing. Remember, this is an information war. Optics are very, very important. Now, the other thing that we could see happening out in the DNC, the Democrats are continually pushing lies. They're attacking Trump. And if you notice, they can't rely on their policies because they don't have any. They can't tell people they made the country better because they've been destroying the country. The only group they can say that they made it better for them was the LGBTQ trans group because, again, they protect their foot soldiers. If you look at Antifa and all these people dressed up as Palestinians, which they are not, most of them are trans. Most of them are their foot soldiers. But what's very interesting is one of the hoaxes going around is, again, very fine people, which has been debunked. And the other one is that Trump told people to inject bleach. Now, remember, we're coming up to a presidential election. They're trying to push this out there. Again, it's all lies. And they're trying to push Mpox. They're trying to push COVID again. They're trying to scare the people that we have this crazy plandemic out there and we all have to be afraid. But again, it's funny how the virus only shows up during the presidential elections and it gets worse as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. All the other times, it's okay. But again, they're putting it out there because they want people to believe this. But again, it's been debunked by Snopes, by many other fact checkers. All you got to do is listen to what he said during the news conference, read the transcript, and he never said this. This was created by the fake news. It was created by the deep state players to make everyone think, oh, the only way to cure myself is to take the bioweapon. That's the dangerous thing. Trump was showing everyone all different types of cures where you can put ultraviolet light into your system. You can go ahead and use hydroxychloroquine. Light actually will destroy the virus. He was showing everyone all different ways to combat the virus because, again, what they did was they attacked hydroxychloroquine at the time because, again, the big pharma and the rest, all they wanted you to do was take their bioweapon. So they had to make up this entire story that, hey, he's trying to make you ingest bleach and you shouldn't listen to him anymore. This is what they did from the very, very beginning. And again, it's a psyop. It's brainwashing. And they just repeat it over and over and over and they can't stop themselves. Even though it's debunked and people are actually reading the transcript now, they're starting to realize that it's basically fake, phony, and false. And when you start to look at what's been happening with the assassin who attempted to assassinate Trump, you can see there's more and more evidence pouring out. And the stories that the Secret Service has been saying, the FBI investigation and everything else, it's turning out that it's not making any sense anymore. And when you start to really break it down, you start to look at this, you're starting to see that it's really one gigantic operation. It was planned a long time ago. They put everything together. They always have a patsy. They always have someone on board who's communicating with one of their agents. And they put this person up to it while they actually have the real shooters put into position and ready to go. And those people that are in the know, they know, hey, don't, when you see this person, don't fire upon them. When you see this person, do nothing. This is an operation. And they do not communicate with the police. But what's very interesting is that a random video has surfaced of the assassin Thomas Crooks at the Butler rally before the shooting. And this is saying the timestamp was 4:26 p.m. Now, if this is accurate, this is interesting because Trump was initially scheduled to begin speaking at 5 p.m. So that is very, very interesting. And when you look at it, you could see Crooks is just walking in the rally. Now, the other thing that we've learned is that the first shot to hit Thomas Crook was not from the Secret Service. It was from a local police officer from the SWAT team. But the FBI, the Secret Service, they really never let us know this, which is kind of strange. And what they're saying is that the first shot actually hit the rifle and kind of hit the buffer tube, which made the rifle inoperable. But again, why didn't they come out and say this? Because again, when you have an op and you're trying to cover everything up, you don't want the people to know the truth. Now, Trump, he decided to go on the road again. He's doing indoor rallies, doing outdoor rallies. And it looks like they have set up some bulletproof glass around Trump. He's not in a box. It's not sealed. And what's very interesting, at North Carolina, there was an individual that was not feeling well, and it looks like the medics came to try to help this person. And Trump showing that, hey, listen, I'm okay. I don't fear these people. He walked out from within the glass wall, decided to walk out into the audience and hug that person. That should tell you everything you need to know. And you could see the deep state players, they are not scaring him. And once again, Trump is showing that he's not afraid. And he relates to the audience. He saw someone sick. He saw someone not feeling well. He paused the entire thing, decided to walk down over without telling anyone. And this is what he was going to do. And he decided to do this. The people responded and they all cheered for him. That's a real leader compared to Kamala Harris and Waltz. Now, what's very interesting with Waltz, we know he's lied over and over and over and over. And 50 military veterans, and this is coming from Andrew Sabirian, from the House and Senate have signed an open letter to Tim Waltz, torching him over his stolen valor. And it says, you've lied your way through a political career launched on the foundation of a title you did not earn and combat deployments you did not take part in. That should tell you everything you need to know. Just like when you look at the DNC, you could see there's Antifa, the Palestinian people, which are pretty much Antifa. They just changed costumes. They are now rioting. They are tearing down the fences that the DNC put up. Wait a minute. They put up a wall? They locked the wall? They had guards? I thought walls didn't work. Why would they build a wall? Wait, they were building it to keep people out. And you needed an ID to get in. So why are they so opposed to this on the border? Think about it. Why would we let all the criminals? Are they trying to keep out the protesters? Are they trying to keep out the unsavory people? Do you need an ID to make so they can make sure that you are who you are? Well, the same thing should happen at our border. These people are coming into our home. We don't know if they're criminals. We don't know if they're a human trafficker, child trafficker. So they need to go to the port of entry. We need the wall up and we need these people to show ID. Most of these people coming into this country, I say almost above 90%, they don't show any ID. Actually, they throw their ID away so you don't know who they are. And I think people are starting to realize this, that the D's, they're so hypocritical. It's absolutely ridiculous. And remember, these people, they continually lie and lie and lie. Remember going back just, what, a month ago? Biden put this out on X. Let me say this as clearly as I can. I'm the sitting president of the United States. I'm the nominee of the Democratic Party. I'm staying in the race. Well, he lied to the people. He's not staying in the race. Now, people might say, well, he was forced out. Well, if you're a true leader, you don't let this happen. If you tell the people you're going to do something, you better do it. And this was just last month. Think about that for a second. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that all of a sudden, after Biden gave his speech at the DNC, his farewell, see you later, everyone, I'm leaving. All of a sudden, people noticed there was a U-Haul outside the White House, which is very, very odd. Were they taking apart the stage, the fake studio that they put into place in this area? Remember, they created this whole studio for Biden. Or were they removing other things that they didn't want to be leaked out? Because again, if they hired a moving service, one of the movers could have said, look, we're taking, you know, certain things, or we're removing certain things. And they probably didn't want that out into the public realm. If you have a U-Haul, you have your own people move the things into the U-Haul. So that is very interesting. But the Trump War Room put this out and said, U-Haul moving trucks are parked outside the White House today, hours before Biden's planned farewell address to the DNC. Are they finally giving Biden the permanent boot? Most likely, yes. And really think about this. I do believe as things start to heat up, they're going to actually remove Biden with the 25th Amendment. When you heard him speak at the DNC and everywhere else, he was just scrambling words. It's just unbelievable. But I do believe in the end, they're going to actually make Kamala Harris the acting president. I do believe that's going to be a consolation prize, saying, hey, look, you're president. I said you were going to be president. You are president, but you can't run in the presidential election. So we're going to have to actually bring in somebody else. Now, how they're going to do this, this is going to be very interesting. But I do believe they're going to try to make a go of this. But with the Bidens, what's very interesting, and Paul Sperry put this out, He said the Bidens owe a lot of people a lot of money, at least $8 million in loans from cronies, donors, and crooks, including, it turns out, Barack Obama, who lent Joe Biden undisclosed sum in 2014 when Biden lamented he and Jill planned to take out a second mortgage on their Wilmington mansion. So that is very interesting that he owes so much money. And I wouldn't be surprised with of some of these governments where they were paying him some money and he didn't follow through on what he promised. I wonder if they're going to be coming after him. That should be very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that we see at the DNC is that there's a lot of bomb threats at the DNC. At the Republican convention, there were zero reported bomb threats. And they have a bomb threat list. The First District, Buckingham Room, Michigan Plaza, St. Regis Hotel, Ari Crown Theater, Hyatt Regency McCormick, in the 12th District, in the 18th District. It looks like there's a total of 14 bomb threats at the DNC. That is very interesting. And we can see that the Obamas, they decided to speak on Tuesday at the DNC. We had Michelle Obama, we had Barack Obama, and Michelle Obama said something very, very interesting, and the Trump Room put this out. Michelle Obama says her parents were suspicious of folks who took more than they needed. She has a net worth of $70 million and lives in a mansion in Martha's Vineyard. Actually, they own, what, like three homes right now? And they live right by the ocean. I thought they said the seas were rising. Why would they invest in a home where the seas are rising? But let's take a look at the net worth of Barack Obama and Kamala Harris compared to Trump. So Trump, when he took office back in 2015, he was worth $4.5 billion. He didn't take a salary when he was in the White House. He gave it away. Think about that for a sec. 2021, his net worth was worth $2.5 billion. So it went down by $2 billion. Barack Obama net worth when he came into office 2008 was $1.3 million. 2016, when he left office, it was $12 million. I didn't know you could make so much being the president. That's interesting. Kamala Harris net worth, 2019, $6 million. 2024, $8 million. And we know how this works. What they do is they pay these people off with book deals and other things. They have insider trading. They are criminals. And you can see they become very, very wealthy. It's not just these individuals. It's also Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi, you name it. Look at Menendez. I mean, there's a lot more of these people. Remember, they're all criminals. And yes, they're blackmailed, they're bribed, because if these people don't do what the deep state wants them to do, they expose their criminal activity and they basically shut them down. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that they continually blame Trump for pretty much everything. But you need to remember, the Democrats have controlled the White House for 12 years in the last 16 years. They're the ones who are destroying everything. First, we had 8 years of Obama. Trump came in 4 years. Everyone felt fantastic. Peace among the Middle East. There were no wars. He destroyed ISIS. He brought the infrastructure, the manufacturers back to the country. He improved the infrastructure. He placed tariffs on China, brought that money to the farmers to help them out. Renegotiated trade deals. Inflation was very low. Unemployment was very low. And we were energy independent. So we didn't have that during Obama. Actually, it was the opposite. And definitely with Biden, it's the complete opposite. So once again, they've been lying to the people. Now, what's very interesting is that the Trump Organization, Trump and Vance, they decided to list how many times they repeated Trump, border economy, and everything else. And when you look at this, they've repeated Trump 147 times. Border 8, economy 27, inflation 3, prices 5, crime 6. When you really look at this, why would they repeat Trump 147 times? Because the issues they cannot debate, because they have been destroying this country. The borders are wide open. Criminals are coming in here. Illegals are coming in here, destroying our entire system. The economy is falling apart. Inflation is completely out of control. Prices are rising like there's no tomorrow, and crime is out of whack. Compared to what Trump had, people now see the difference. This is why Trump has been using this as his campaign. And he's been showing everyone, look at what they've done to this country. Their entire agenda is to destroy the country, destroy the Constitution. And he's going to show that these people actually want to destroy our economy and bring us to war. That is where all this is headed. Now, what's very interesting, during the DNC, there were several Democrats that are quite openly referring to Michelle Obama as their dream candidate, which means something might happen. Why would they be bringing that up? Don't they have Kamala right now? Isn't this their dream candidate? Aren't they telling us she's the best thing since sliced bread? Well, we know that this is all falling apart. And what's very interesting is that Nielsen came out with their ratings for the DNC, and the ratings have crashed 22% from 2016. Remember, that's when they had the physical DNC. Compared to 2020, that was a virtual DNC. Very, very different. So the ratings now have crashed by 22%. That should tell you everything you need to know. I thought she was the most popular thing out there. I thought she was incredible. How would the ratings be crashing then? Something doesn't make sense. And while Barack Obama and Michelle were speaking, why would Kamala be at an event 90 miles away? I remember watching the RNC. Wasn't Trump there every single night? Didn't they always pan to him? Didn't people talk to him? Where's Kamala? Something doesn't make sense. Jackie Henrich put this out, plus the Trump War Room put this out. And let me read hers first. VP Kamala Harris held an event 90 miles away from the DNC on the night of the party's two most popular figures, Barack and Michelle Obama. Campaign on her behalf, and a source familiar with the DNC planning tells Fox, says that the choice was made out of sensitivity and respect to Joe Biden. Really? I mean, the night before they threw him out. They said, see you later, buddy. The U-Haul's parked right outside the White House. So that doesn't even make sense. Trump War Room. I don't think we can underscore how unusual it was for the Kamala Harris and her running mate were not here for tonight. They weren't beamed in even watching the speech. And I think that underscores the very deep division. So once again, is it a division or is something else happening? Because again, wouldn't you want your candidate sitting there? Wouldn't you want them to pan to her? Or are they afraid she might be asked questions? Think about that for a second. Now, the other thing that we know is Obama, he's like a snake oil salesman. He's very good at wordsmithing. He's very good at speeches. And basically, when he speaks, if you listen very, very carefully, what he's doing, he's actually telling you what he's going to do. And he actually turns things around. He projects out there. Charlie Kirky put this out and said, notice that Obama is speaking entirely in abstractions. He has nothing to say about the achievements of the Biden-Harris administration because there are none. Obama is good at politics. He is very aware that Kamala has absolutely zero record to run on. So instead, it's an abstraction and lies. Don't be fooled. George, I think, sums it all up. He says the following. Obama is a slick political operator. He has the ability to whisper sweet little nothings that are actually very dangerous ideas. No wonder people were duped into voting for this guy twice compared to John McCain and Mitt Romney. The guy is levels above. Thank God for Trump. And yes, he is a snake oil salesman. And he's very, very slick. And when you really listen to what he's saying, he's really telling you what he wants to do. Like, he wants a civilian force to go up against the force of the U.S. government, which means he's going to infiltrate the country with his own foot soldiers, with his own army. That's what the illegals are here for. Remember, he is the conductor of the 16-year plan. The open borders is to bring in his civilian army. Yes, I know it made it seem like he was talking about the civilians of this country. He wasn't. He was talking about his army that he is now bringing in. He's very good at convincing people of one thing when he's actually doing another. And when you really look at the DNC, basically they can't go on policy. They can't tackle the issues because once again, they're destroying the country. And if they mention the economy, if they mention anything, they'd be hit very, very hard. And this is why they don't do it. And this is why they continually go after Trump. Clandestine put this out and said, thus far, the DNC has been nothing but an anti-Trump cult. It reminds me very much of Oceana's 2 Minutes of Hate from Orwell's 1984. It's a ritual designed to amplify and weaponize the emotions of the brainwashed sheep. They don't have policy, only hatred. Absolutely. And since they don't have policies, it looks like the Trump campaign and an epic troll created the Kamala Harris policy website, which is very interesting. So this is part of her policies. Fighting to set murderers free. More Bidenomics. It's working. Rising costs are nothing to worry about. More taxes to ensure the middle class pays their fair share. Abolish borders. Bring back the Green New Deal. Kamala believes in freedom for individuals associated with violent behavior. Ending wrongheaded thinking that more police means safer communities. Eliminate private health insurance. Give Social Security and Medicare to illegal aliens. And it goes on and on and on, which tells you everything you need to know. And the other thing that tells you everything you need to know is that this entire illusion that they created that she's so incredible, it's falling apart very, very quickly. Actually, Harris's super PAC founder says public polls are too optimistic. Too optimistic? They're completely and utterly fake. They're oversampled. So when you really look at the polls, what are they really showing? They're not showing anything because they're manipulated. So pollster John McLaughlin said the following. So what they're doing is they're polling fewer Republicans. They're polling a disproportionate number of Biden 2020 voters in these states that were dead even. They're smart people doing this. So I think it's intentional. Absolutely. And when you really look at what they're doing the same thing that Hollywood does to terrible movies. They do this with movies all the time. If they have a bad movie and the people, they sit for the movie, they ask them what they think and they go, holy crap, it's terrible. This is what we got to do. We got to boost this up so we can get some of the box office receipts and we know it's going to fail in the end. So what they do is they splice up the movie, the coming attractions together. They make it look absolutely incredible. And then they have the fake critics. They have the fake news. And they use words like blockbuster, insightful, riveting, dazzling. Isn't that what they're doing to Kamala right now? They do this to make you believe the movie's great. This is their push. It only lasts for a short period of time. Those who believe the hype, they go in, they watch the movie. They pay for it. They get a little tiny bump in the box office, hoping to break even. And then all of a sudden, the people come out and they say, holy crap, that was awful. What did I just watch? And then they tell people, they tell other people, and the word gets around through social media and everything else, and the movie completely and utterly falls apart. They're doing the same thing to Kamala Harris. Just look at the Poly Market polls right now. If you notice, they're all starting to reverse. We're having the DNC now. You'd think they'd be going up. But now Trump, in this Poly Market poll, is at 52%. Kamala's at 47%. Wasn't it the other way just a couple of days ago? That's interesting. But let's look at what the people are actually saying. Forget about the fake CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, Fox News polls that they keep showing. Let's go to the raw numbers of the people. So we have two different polls here. One from political polls. Now, this is 531,000 people. The question is, if the 2024 presidential election were held today, for whom would you vote for? Trump, 79%. Kamala Harris, 13%. Does that seem anywhere close to what they're saying? So people are saying, well, wait a minute, that's just one poll right there. And that's only 533,000 people. All right, let's expand this. Elon Musk said, you know something? Since a lot of people have asked, here goes a super unscientific poll. The question is, who are you going to vote for? There's two choices. Trump, Kamala. Now, remember, with 533,000 people, it was 79% Trump and 13% Kamala. So you would think with many more people, since CBS, MSNBC, and all the rest are correct, you would then all of a sudden see this turn around, wouldn't you? You would even think it would be even, wouldn't it? No, it's not. Trump, 73.2%. Kamala, 26.8%. He's annihilating her. It's a landslide. The deep state knows this. They understand that they do not have a candidate that can pull this off. They get it. They have internal polls. Trump has internal polls. This is why he's comfortable. This is why he knows that he has it. Yes, all he has to do is say, hey, you know something? You see what they're doing with the borders? I'm going to do the opposite. See what they're doing in the economy? I'm going to do the opposite. See what they're doing out in the Middle East and Ukraine, where they're starting war? I'm going to do the opposite. And yes, People like that. I'm going to get rid of inflation. I'm going to make the economy great. I'm going to stop all the crime. I'm going to keep CRT and DEI out of the schools. All he has to do is go to the issues and say, I'm going to do the opposite. Now, every once in a while, yes, he can call them names. This is not hurting him. That's the fake news trying to convince you that, oh, his campaign's struggling. Oh, he's calling them names. Yes, he's calling them names because they're losers. They're destroying the country. Remember, they tried to indict him 4 times. They tried to take him out with Russia, Russia, Russia. They impeached him twice. They actually shot at him. And people are worrying about him name calling? That's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And Rich Barris says the following. Why are Donald Trump's odds of winning the presidential election getting better during the DNC? That's so weird. Is it that weird? I think we already predicted this. I think we already do. Once the DNC was over, it's game over for them, which means they most likely won't be able to keep Kamala Harris in the running. It means her poll numbers are going to drop like crazy. Do you think she's going to be able to answer questions with reporters? When reporters start to ask her issues about the issues of the economy, the issues of the war, issues of the border, what do you think she's going to do? So they got to keep her hidden for a very long time like Biden. I believe that Kamala, Biden, they're too dirty. The optics aren't good for them. They can keep him in there. That'd be great. This would be fantastic. And I do believe Obama, he's slicked. He knows. He knows what's going on. He understands that, yeah, in the long run, I can't keep her in there. But I couldn't jump over her. I couldn't just bring in Michelle or bring in Hillary or whoever he's going to bring in. I do believe it's probably going to be Michelle. That's what I'm thinking. And he knew this. And he also knows that he needs someone that's clean, that's not associated with the administration. And when you have the vice resident and you have the resident, they're both in on this. There's no way of getting out of this. So I do believe they're going to have to make some type of move. And I do believe as a consolation prize for Kamala, I said you were going to be president. You're going to be the acting president. Are you happy? You got it for a couple months. Good luck with it. And this way, Obama can actually control everything. And Biden will not push back because Kamala is going to do whatever he wants. Absolutely. Now, what's very interesting is Trump, he was out in Michigan. And it looks like the deep state players, the fake news, they tried to get him with a gotcha question. And that completely and utterly failed. And the reporter asked Trump, Kamala's campaign attacked you for being in this town because it's associated with white supremacy. Trump said, who is here in 2021? The reporter said, Joe Biden. Trump said, thank you. And he smiled. He just dropped the microphone. Absolutely incredible. Now, it looks like Trump is putting feelers out there that he would like Elon to serve in the administration as maybe the Department of Government Efficiency or something like that. And Elon saying that he's ready to serve. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is going to make an announcement, I do believe Friday morning, and he is supposedly going to endorse Trump and he wants a position in his administration. But I do believe that Trump should be a little careful of him because remember, he's anti-Second Amendment. Yes, he did great work with the vaccines, but he still goes along with a lot of policies of the deep state players. And if they're talking about the CIA, I think we should be a little bit leery. But let's see what Trump thinks of him and what position he might put him in. Or maybe he won't choose him at all. This should be very, very interesting. Now, as we approach the presidential election, we know the deep state players, they're going to cheat like we've never seen before. And cheating comes in many different flavors. One is basically just using the machines to switch the votes. The others is bringing in the illegals using their names to vote in the elections. Another way is using the mail-ins and the machines to cheat in the elections and shutting down the elections to feed in as many ballots as you possibly can. Another way is to basically stall the elections, delay the elections, or tell people that Trump didn't really win the elections because they were manipulated because of a cyber attack. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about the cyber attacks a little bit later. But what's very interesting is that the Nevada Supreme Court, they just ruled against Democrats. And actually, this is going to help Trump. George put this out and said, the Nevada Supreme Court just ruled against Democrats by declining to block election officials from withholding certification of the results in the event of election fraud. This means if fraud is discovered in the 2024 election, officials can now halt certification until the truth comes out. The Democrat Secretary of State, Francisco Aguilar, initially filed a lawsuit asking the justices to require the WashU Board of County Commissioners to certify the June 9th primary election results for two races before August 22nd, despite the ongoing allegations of fraud they received. He argued that counties don't have the authority to withhold certification, that their vote can only be yes to whatever results they get. Additionally, he said they can't even investigate or determine instances of fraud. That's insanely bizarre. According to him, even if there's daylight proof of fraud, county officials are just supposed to certify anyway. The state Supreme Court dismissal of the lawsuit is fantastic. By deciding not to take action now, they are giving election officials the opportunity to pursue remedy if or when fraud occurs instead of forcing them to vote under duress. This decision is massive. Absolutely. And when you look at this, you can see that Trump, he's been putting a lot of things into place to stop election fraud. And I do believe that the more he does, the more difficult it becomes for the deep state players. Right now, there are 7,000 poll watchers trained in one day. So think about it. All the lawyers, all the poll watchers, all the laws being changed. We don't have a virus. This is becoming very, very difficult for the deep state players. And remember, they need someone halfway decent to actually get votes from their party. You can't make everything up with the ballots. It won't work. And Kamala is not that person. And you can see Kamala is already starting to back out of the debates. Trump, he put this out and said, "Comrade Kamala Harris has just informed us that she will not do the Fox News debate on September 4th. I am not surprised by this development because I feel that she knows it is very difficult. At best, for her to defend her record, setting flip-flopping on absolutely everything she once believed in, including her statements that there'll be no fracking in Pennsylvania and her horrible performance on the border, our border czar, where millions of criminals and people from mental institutions and terrorists have been allowed to pour into our country, totally unchecked and unvetted. It's called, and she loves it, an open border. Rather than debate on September 4th, I have agreed to do a teletown hall anchored by Sean Hannity for Fox. It will take place in the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Details to follow." So she's already backing out of the debate. Now, if you're going to run this country, you should be able to debate anybody at any time, any place, just like Trump does. That should tell you everything you need to know, because they know if they put her in September 4th, it's going to be a complete and utter disaster. And what's very interesting is that Trump, he is winning with his endorsements. The Stormers arrived on X, put this out and said, "Since the fake news media won't talk about it, Trump endorsed candidates absolutely dominated the Republican primaries yesterday." And when you look, it's almost like he won every single spot. He's doing very well. And again, this is very, very important because, again, he can't do this alone. He needs the people. He needs the people in the Senate. He needs the people in Congress. And we need to push out the D's. We need to push out the rhinos. We need to bring in the patriots to actually change the laws and help Trump do what needs to be done to actually bring this country to a place it hasn't been in a very, very long time. And I do believe this is what Trump has been doing. And this has been the plan from the very, very beginning. Number one, put everything into place to make sure the military controls and protects the country. Number two, wake the people up. Let the people see the true enemy. Number three, start endorsing all these people. And as the people wake up, they understand these are the patriots that you got to vote for. And in the end, once all this happens and you put it together, this is the counterinsurgency. And the people then vote to take back the country and they throw off the tyrannical government, just like our Declaration of Independence says. So I do believe the plan is working perfectly. And actually, the deep state players, they're going down the path which we all knew they were going to go down. And I do believe Trump has actually pushed them into this position. We've known from the World Economic Forum, we've known from the IMF, that they were going to try a cyber attack. Number one, the economy is now crashing. The central bank is actually doing this. Yes, they have Biden, Kamala Harris out front pushing their entire agenda. But again, they're the ones who are actually destroying their old system, trying to bring us into the new system. And when you look at wars in the past, it's always the central bankers that cause this. They bring down their old system. They have a cover story, which is war. And then when the population is reduced and people are confused and upset and angry at the war, what do? They go ahead and they say, here's our new system. They've done this over and over and over. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they knew exactly what they were planning to do. Number one, cyber attack to bring down the financial institution. Number two, cyber attack, make sure Trump doesn't win the election. Number three, cyber attack from a foreign entity, bring us to war. That's where all this is headed. And what's very interesting is Halliburton, the world's second largest oil service company, was hit by a cyber attack in Houston. And we also have a cyber attack that hit the U.S. defense supplier of critical chips, impacting the ability to fulfill orders. So U.S. chip maker Microchip Technology disclosed that an unauthorized party had compromised certain servers and some business operations. This cyber attack raises significant concerns due to Microchip's critical role in supplying advanced chips to the U.S. defense industry, supporting critical systems such as precision strike, missile defense weapons, radar systems, autonomous platforms, image processing, and command and control centers. Microchip first detected potential suspicious activity involving its information technology system on Saturday. So the cyber incident comes as Washington is supercharging efforts to rebuild the nation's chip manufacturing base to mitigate supply chain snarls from Asia. This incident is particularly alarming because if the country were locked in a major conflict directly with Russia or China or Iran or North Korea, and there's a cyber incident, well, how can they actually make sure that these chips are actually operational? Did something happen to them? Was something implanted? Think about this for a second. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know this. They know what they're planning. They know exactly what's happening. And I do believe countermeasures are completely and utterly in place. And Trump, he is continually warning the illegals, do not vote in the election. You think they're going to follow his warning? Most likely not. But you can see that Attorney General Ken Paxton, he's on the same page as Trump. He said, for years, I've warned about the risk of illegal aliens voting in American elections. We must, at every level of government, ensure that only citizens cast ballots to determine the direction of the country. I've directed the full weight and force of my office toward this issue and will not stop until every available remedy has been exhausted. Know this, if you're illegally registered to vote or assisting someone to vote illegally, you will suffer the full consequences under the law. Then Trump put this out. U.S. citizens are allowed to vote, but illegals are not. If I win the election, anybody caught cheating for any reason will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And that includes Democrat operatives and sleazebags who cheat at levels never seen before. No more games for you. Think about that for a second. He just warned them. You know they're not going to say, oh, he just warned us? No, that means they're going to cheat. And all these people, the illegals, are going to be rounded up. These people are going to be put into prison. You think he just set them up? Absolutely. Because you know what they're about to do. And I do believe this is why Trump continually mentions the difference between TV generals and real generals. I think he's letting everyone know that real generals, they're in control of the country. The real generals are backing him. The TV generals, they are just TV generals. And he continually says this over and over. Joe Rambo put this out and he said, there he goes again, referencing the show aspect of everything. Not the TV generals, but the real generals. Take a listen to what he says here.
Two army tanks going back and forth, shooting at each other. The level of power, the level of weaponry that there is in the world today is so bad. It's so dangerous. It's so bad. And you need the right person to be president. You know, we had no war when I was president, except that I totally defeated 100% of the ISIS caliphate. Everyone said it would take 5 years. It took me like about 4 weeks. Because we have a great military, we have great generals, not the ones you see on television, not the ones that did the Afghanistan botchery, but we have great military people. I know them. And they're never going woke. You know, you keep hearing our military is going woke. The top people would like to see it, but it's never going to be. These are not people. Just like these people will never be. Do you promise you'll never be woke? I don't see a lot of wokeness. There's not a lot of wokeness. I don't think so.
And that reminds me of post 4. This is October 29, 2017. It says, some of us come here to drop crumbs, just crumbs. POTUS is 100% insulated. Any discussion suggesting he's even a target is false. POTUS will not be addressing nation on any of these issues as people begin to be indicted and must remain neutral for pure optical reasons. To suggest this is the plan is false and should be common sense. Focus on military intelligence, state secrets, and why might that be used versus any three-letter agency? What Supreme Court decision opened the door for a sitting president to activate? What must be showed? Insurrection? An attack? Absolutely. Again, there are a lot more good people than bad, so have faith. This was a hostile takeover from an evil, corrupt network of players, not just Democrats. Don't fool yourself into thinking Obama, Soros, Ross, Clintons, etc. have more power present day than POTUS. Operation Mockingbird. Patriots are in control. Sit back and enjoy the show. And I do believe Trump is continually reminding us that don't worry, he has the control. Now, it's going to look dark as we approach the presidential election. I do believe things are going to get worse. The fake news is going to push out fake information like they've been doing. And I do believe they're going to try to crash the economy, bring us to war, and we're going to have an event. And a lot of people are going to wake up during this period of time. The storm is coming. It's approaching. And soon it's going to be here. And the deep state, they're going to push everything that they have. But Trump and the Patriots, they're ready for them. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.